Here's the translation of the text into English. Oil drops 1% as U.S.-Iran pledge to continue talks. Oil prices dip as U.S.-Iran flag progress in talks. Farmers report catastrophic damage to crops as Storm Marta hits Spain and Portugal. Gold prices rise to 5. Silver surges after whipsaw week. Indian refiners avoid Russian oil in push for U.S. trade deal. Police fire water cannon at protesters hurling smoke bombs in Olympic host Milan. U.S. pushes Russia and Ukraine to end war by summer, Zelensky says. Russia launches massive attack on Ukraine's energy system, Zelensky says. If U.S. attacks, Iran says it will strike U.S. bases in the region. Macquarie updates 2026 outlook for gold and silver. Here are the new targets. Innovent Biologics partners with Eli Lilly. FedEx Advent-led group to buy InPost for $9.2 billion. SpaceX prioritizes lunar self-growing city over Mars project, Musk says. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.06%. Glencore to focus on short-term disposals as Rio deal remains elusive. OpenAI denies rumors of scrapped Super Bowl ad featuring AI device. Angola seeks 20-30% stake in De Beers, senior official says. Japan stocks soar to record, super long bonds steady in nod to Takaichi's responsible stimulus. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 1.85%. WPP to bring creative agencies under one banner in strategic shift. South African regulator says Eskom can increase charges more than previously approved. China's central bank buys gold for 15th consecutive month. Senator Warren presses Trump over DOJ probe of Fed Chair Powell. Canada's Ivy PMI shows activity decelerating in January. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index rises, surpassing expectations. Canada loses 24,800 jobs, but January unemployment rate hits 16-month low. World food prices ease further in January, United Nations FAO says. Swedish inflation falls to 2.0% in January, core rate drops below forecast. Japan's $1.4 trillion FX reserves under scrutiny as Takaichi hunts for revenue sources. Take 5, near far, wherever markets are. Yen strengthens as intervention risk trips up Takaichi trade. China's January bank lending seen up on predictable monetary policies, Reuters poll. Singapore's bank DBS Q4 net profit misses forecasts, sees rate headwinds persisting. Hong Kong's legal clampdown on Jimmy Lai, tycoon and China critic. Contender for Bank of Korea governor backs higher property taxes to contain inflation. Japan's Takaichi thanks Trump, touts U.S. alliance after landslide election win. Japan says companies can rebuff unsolicited bids amid takeover risk concerns. Bitcoin price today steadies above 70K. Japan election lifts sentiment. Investing Yachts launches RWA yacht charter model. Litecoin climbs 10% in bullish trade. Ethereum climbs 11% in bullish trade. EOS climbs 10% in a green day. Bitcoin bounces back from 16-month low. Reclaims and holds 70K level. Cardano climbs 10% in a green day. Zeno launches public beta integrated with Story for real-world data collection powering physical AI. XRP climbs 14% in bullish trade. Median Technologies receives FDA clearance for lung cancer AI tool. Peja Medical submits EU MDRC e-mark application for middle valve device. Cathie Wood's ARK stock trades Shylight, Coinbase, and Alphabet moves. RTX declares quarterly cash dividend of 68 cents per share. Lexicon Pharmaceuticals completes $100 million stock offering. Cantor Equity Partners raises $150 million in NASDAQ IPO. Paul Mueller Company declares Thursday per share cash dividend. Riley Permian names Bobby Sadat at a board of directors. Onex completes acquisition of Convex Group for $7 billion.